This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This guy's going to put himself right in the mix and right in the middle of it, and he's representing his kid now, shoe deals, the whole crap thing that
He'd be bad for New York.
Yeah?
He would. I would not want him on the Knicks. I'd want him as far away from the Knicks as possible.
Well, you mentioned the Knicks. They will wrap up this horrific season tonight against the Sixers. Reports say Joakim Noah, I don't know if he's going to have it, but he needs surgery for a torn rotator cuff. Recovery time, 4 to 6 months.
Let's hope he waits until November and has
it. Remember, he's got 3 more years of guaranteed money coming from the Knicks.
At $18 million a year.
Yeah, that goes against their salary cap.
Good Lord. Then you've got the Nets ending in Chicago. No Brook Lopez, no Jeremy Lin, no Trevor Booker. They're going to rest for next season.
They're going to rest.
I mean.
And I can't believe that Atkins is allowing that to take place. I really can't.
Atkinson? I'm with you.
I cannot believe that they've endorsed that happening.
Don't you think
we're
they're the
resting
ones that
for next October?
Me too.
I'm going to take the rest of April off, so I'm fresh for May.
I would think it's their idea, though.
Yeah, but how about the commissioner and the integrity of the league?
There is no integrity in this league, Boomer.
And plus, you got the Bucks playing.
You can fail a drug test 3 times before you get suspended. And even then, it's only a couple of games.
You got the Bucks playing the Celtics, who are trying to clinch the one seed, and the Bucks aren't traveling 5 guys or 4 guys.
It's a joke. The NBA has become a joke.
But the difference is, though, the Bucks are locked in.
I know that, but what I'm saying,
the Bucks are locked
understand.
Into their spot, so I get that. Because, you know, they do the same thing in hockey. I get that. Well, you're locked in, you have no. But this whole thing about guys resting, like for the Nets, I mean, hasn't Jeremy Lin rested enough?
That's what I said before. He's been injured. He hasn't played a lot of games.
I'm a big fan of Jeremy Lin. I mean, this
is not
embarrassing.
Right.
And the Nets were a different team when he came back.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, the Mavericks wanted to play Tony Romo in a real NBA game yesterday.
There's your integrity.
The Nets aren't playing Brook Lopez and Jeremy Lin. You know, Indiana's waiting. I don't know. Are we in? Are we out? Chicago. Miami. So the NBA, frankly, they're out of control. It's become a joke.
Well, like the
Adam
NBA
Silver's got to stop it.
Yeah, but the NBA, much like
I would
the NHL,
find that, by the way, I'd find the teams.
Are playing for 16 wins once the season ends.
Guess what? I'd go to the Brooklyn Nets. I'd go to who else? I go to every one of these stupid teams, and I'd find them all $1 million.
The Knicks aren't playing Carmelo tonight, all right? Isn't that tonight?
But they play tonight at the Garden, and the rumor is that Melo and the Zinger won't play tonight. Find them $1 million. Because it's inexcusable for those guys not to play. You have, of all teams, you have the biggest joke of the entire NBA, the Knicks. Final home game. It is a sellout. And you're going to have the 2 best players not playing. What are they resting for? Right? Well, we're resting them. If you want to rest somebody, rest Phil Jackson.
That's a pretty good guess.
Well said.
Give him a rest.
I did a great job.
I did a great job. I found a great Thai restaurant right near an apothecary in Phoenix.
Last thing for you, because last night the Astros beat the Mariners 7-5, kind of going back to baseball, sort of. George Springer did hit a 4th leadoff home run. That's kind of cool in 9 games. But they're doing this thing in Seattle. I think you guys have discussed it, where they're offering toasted grasshoppers. That's on the menu. 20 grams of protein per serving.
What? So toasted or fried?
Toasted. So
now,
when you get it.
Do they have like a grasshopper farm that they're growing these things
correct.
At? They come prepackaged frozen?
They
look disgusting is what they look like.
Ready to be eaten, booms. They got to be heated up.
And so Julie Morales, who does Astros TV, she took a shot and she did it.
I told everyone I would try it. I seriously have been mentally preparing for this for 2 days now. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm about to do this.
She looked like she was going to throw up on the spot.
Oh, and then, I would too, and so would you.
And that, the Astros broadcast booth did not. Matter of fact, one of the announcers went in for seconds.
Salty.
Why are you going for a second?
But I got to check out the taste.
Oh, my gosh, that is so foul.
Seemed like he enjoyed it, and they actually sold out their first batch the first night.
Sold it out.
Sold
me
it
and
out.
That Boomer and I need to up our game a little bit with some kind of you know, chocolate covered deep fried bug.
You get some chocolate covered crickets.
Ant, maybe an ant or a
you
cricket
want ants?
Or something.
Maybe that.
Would you, if I got the chocolate covered crickets, would you guys try them?
You know what we have plenty, yeah. What we have plenty of around here is cockroaches.
I would not eat a cockroach. I'd eat the grasshopper. I don't like cockroaches.
Aren't they from like the same family?
Eddie?
No.
Eddie?
One's from
Eddie,
the,
you're the insect guy. Like if you had a Mount Rushmore of insects, the cockroach is up there, right?
One's from the cockroach family and one's not.
The cockroach is up there.
The dung beetle has the most protein.
How about but they, like but those Japanese beetles? You ever see those big Japanese beetles that flip over and get stuck on their back?
Yeah, you step on them.
Like if you had like, crunch. If you really legitimately, the four insects that you would put up on the Mount Rushmore of insects.
Ladybug.
A ladybug?
Yeah, I love the ladybug.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is it a Mount Rushmore of filth and disgustingness? Or are we talking about
it's an insect.
Just great insects?
The ladybug insects. Is one of the great bugs of all time. I think the praying mantis has got to be up there.
Praying mantis for sure.
Right, you're not allowed to kill
those. The praying mantis has got to be
there. You can kill a praying mantis.
Now, I don't think you can.
What about like
yeah, those electrified tennis rackets?
No, I think you get fine.
What are those big caterpillars called?
A caterpillar.
No, the big ones. The big ones that get the
centipedes.
Yeah, what about
no, no,
you ever see one of those things? Those
yeah, right in Jerry's face above his eyes.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that was a layup.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
I mean,
a praying mantis is up there.
But you will get fined if you kill a praying mantis.
How do they know you killed it?
If someone reports it, I believe you get fined.
Yeah.
I don't think you can kill a praying mantis.
I got one of those electrified tennis rackets. I kill them all day.
What about the skeeter?
They prey on you.
The mosquito.
You like the skeeter?
I hate the mosquito. The mosquito should be dead.
Right.
Got to put common housefly up there. Number
common
one.
Common housefly?
Yeah, the green ones.
No, those are called green
ants. And
then
they bite you and it
those
stings.
Are down the shore. In
those
spring
are horse
legs.
Flies. Those are horse flies.
No. Those
he's
are,
talking about the common housefly.
No, he's not. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's talking about they're called greenheads.
Yeah, greenheads.
They fly near water.
And they really
bite
sting.
And they bite you.
Yes.
Yeah.
The horse fly don't bite nobody. They're vegetarians.
I used to call them, I thought they were horse flies.
Now that's the big one with the wings.
Right.
What about lightning bug?
Love the lightning bug.
Love the lightning bug.
Put it right in a jar.
And you catch those
light
bad
the way.
Babies. That's nice.
Then you shake it up. It's like
shake it up.
It's like what about it's that? Like an what exploding about, highlighter.
What about the spider?
Hairy, how about that
spider's
hairy,
not an insect.
It's not.
It's an arachnid.
It's an arachnoid. Yeah. Learn something, Jim.
Shut up,
come on, Jerry.
You ever saw arachnophobia?
How do you not know that?
Oh, shut up.
Eight legs, not six.
Eight legs, not six.
Okay. Jerry was a teacher.
Arachnophobia, great movie.
What about that hairy caterpillar? What do they call that thing that turns into a moth?
The Jerry's eyebrows. Oh, good, Craig. You want to say anything?
I wouldn't say that.
You are less like unbelievable.
What? I'm
moth cracking a joke on myself.
And you are going to snap.
But I'm making fun of myself.
Is it called a muff bug?
Snapping.
Muff bug.
Yeah.
What are those, Greg?
The thick hairy caterpillar. No?
Muff
a muff bug?
Yeah, like they have stink bugs, muff bugs.
What are you hoping for? A muff.
Ladybugs.
Ladybug.
You know, it's
I
funny.
Like the ladybug.
Love the ladybug.
It's a beetle, though.
I don't know what it is, but
you, love the
you know how old it is by the dots on its back. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's like a ring on a tree.
There you go.
Anything else? Or are we pretty good with this topic? Covered it all?
I think so
did we get your Mount Rushmore bugs?
I think the cockroach has got to be up there because that some bitch just keeps living. I mean, they just keep going and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you can't get rid of them.
Right. Plus, some men become cockroaches when Men in Black.
That's right.
I'll deal with them. Yankees play at one today on the
do.
Fan. Joe and Evan will be live at Hard Rock over at Yankee Stadium. Doing what they do. Talking to Brian Cashman again, probably.
They had him on Monday. That's right. Moment of the day, bro.
I would say he doesn't go back again. Like, you just had him on.
Well, you can't put
maybe
him on
maybe get
again.
Dave Winfield now.
Unless instead. There was a big injury or something that changes the dynamic of their season, you don't put him on again.
Glaber Torres starting out the first pitch tonight?
I don't know. Moment of the day brought to you by Resorts World Casino New York City with over 5,500 games and the highest payouts anywhere. They've got more right next door.
Moment of the day!
Earlier this morning, we played Terry Collins discussing Jose Reyes. Did he at least have better at-bats?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
So that's at least good. Headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine him excusing getting it on.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Just add the curl and shove when you had a great threesome.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in George Steinbrenner's box. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For the most part.
Such an idiot. Moment of the day. Have a great Wednesday.
We're having a really good time today.
It's playoff hockey time. That's why. You feel it in the air. The passion.
Freaking boomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.